Now imagine, there's this worldwide panic going on. You've locked the doors and windows. You've blocked the doors. You're afraid and powerless as the world as you know it starts falling apart in front of your eyes. You are with your friend, and it's just the two of you. You switch on the radio. All you could hear is the warning broadcast. And it's starting to have static in it. You switch it off. There's an emergency broadcast on the TV, too. For a while. You click through the channels, and there's nothing interesting. News systems have been down for a while, too. You wonder if emergency services are down as well. You switch the television off after it turned to static too. The last news you heard wasn't pleasant at all. And you doubt if it'll help to learn what's going on outside either. You really don't want to know what happened to all those babies. You don't know what's going on, and you thought it was an elaborate scheme by the government at first. How fucking pathetic. You changed your mind quickly enough when you woke up one day, and your neighbors greeted you. They weren't your neighbors. The mannerism, voice, was all the same. Bill would wake up and drink coffee every morning at 7. And he'll pat his belly at the end of it. Marge would be outside then, swiftly watering her plants and making her way inside. Though the limp on her left leg made it difficult. But these new ones were not your old neighbors. Bill behaved the same. And it was sickening to see something else mimic his expressions, mannerism, and voice down perfectly. The new Bill. His head was far too big, and his eyes were too far apart. Marge watered her plants and went back inside. Marge, with a limp on her left leg. Marge, who had a blank stretch of skin for a face. Marge, who looked at you without eyes. Marge, who looked at you. Marge, who she saw you. She knows you're there. Marge, who looked at you. You didn't stay there any longer. And you moved in with your friend into their apartment. Your friend, who just returned from their room. They walked over to the kitchen. You see them taking the leftover juice from the counter. Their hand bent at an angle too outward. Their legs shouldn't be bleeding so much as they walk with their usual sway. Almost as if their knees allow more movement than yours. Their hair was the same, different, but same? And they turn their head to look at you. Same eyes, same nose, same smile, same tilt of their head, same chin. Its head was turned too far than a human can. Its shoulders were behind its chin from where you could see. It looked like your friend.
That's not your friend.
It talked like your friend. Smelled like your friend.
It wasn't the same.
Everything was
wasn't
the same. That's not your friend.
That's not your friend.
That's not your friend. That's not your friend. That's not your friend. That's not your friend. That's not your friend. That's not your friend. That's not your friend. That's not your friend. That's not your friend.
Open your eyes.